For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. North Carolina and Virginia are under states of emergency as a major winter storm bears down. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says, don't risk authorities coming to save you. Just stay home.
Don't put your life and the lives of first responders at risk by getting out on roads covered with snow and ice.
The question now for more than 600,000 customers in the region who are without power, when will the power company get it fixed? Georgia Power's Holly Crawford.
It depends on the outage. It depends on if it's a broken pole. Maybe it's just something in the system. But we have been communicating to our customers all week to just be prepared for the winter weather. Our crews are working as quick as possible.
Some school districts in Virginia and North Carolina have already closed for Monday sessions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, my gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person. He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert says auto executives are now getting really worried about tariffs.
Worst-case scenario from tariffs would be a loss of 2 million sales a year, says Toyota North America CEO Jim Lentz. Lentz says he's relayed his tariff concerns to President Trump.
I think it's a leverage tool, and I think he will work that to his best of his advantage, and hopefully he gets what he needs. But it would be devastating for the industry.
Lentz also says it could take up to a year for Congress to pass the replacement deal to NAFTA.
The Justice Department says President Trump directed illegal payments to buy the silence of two women whose claims of extramarital affairs threatened his campaign. The allegations are the first time the government has connected Mr. Trump to what it says are criminal campaign finance violations. Prosecutors say ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen arranged the payments to the women at the direction of his boss. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new readers poll for Time's Person of the Year is delivering some surprising results. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent takes a look at some of the nominations.
Seven-member Korean boy band BTS has won the online readers poll for Time's Person of the Year, beating out other artists, world leaders, and politicians. Planet Earth narrowly trailed BTS in the poll. With millions of votes cast, BTS outpaced Planet Earth by 0.12%. The Thai cave divers finished third. Other top finishers, the South Korean president, undocumented children, former First Lady Michelle Obama, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford. Time's choice for 2018 Person of the Year will be revealed Tuesday on NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says if accusations that the president ordered hush money payments are proven true, he would be in serious trouble. Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York appeared on CNN's State of the Union.
They would be impeachable offenses. Whether they are important enough to justify an impeachment is a different question, but certainly they'd be impeachable offenses because even though they were committed before the president became president, they were committed in the service of fraudulently obtaining the office. That would be an impeachable offense. But the fact of the matter is that what we see from these indictments and charging statements is a much broader conspiracy against the American people.
For USA Radio News,